Aaron, 6.
Millions of boys, their faces bathed in the light of the movie flickering on the screen, sat with mouths agape as their minds were blown into new dimensions of what was possible. The demand for Star Wars male action figures was a white-hot flash of marketing magnesium. But because it takes a year to develop and produce a new line of toys, even under the best circumstances, the most Kenner could do was tell the kids at home to take a number. Kenner's solution was to put out an $8 early bird kit. With a certificate, a kid could mail in for the first four figures, Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, Chewbacca, and R2-D2, when they finally became available the following year. The movie had created dozens of compelling characters, an unheard-of number for a toy line, all set against a story of such sweeping scope and magnitude that it forced toy industry executives once again to rethink what had gone before. The practicality of it was that 12-inch figures in such numbers would require immense vehicles and playsets, which would be prohibitively expensive. As the story goes, a Kenner designer held up a hand, indicated a span of a few inches between his thumb and forefinger, and asked, "How about that big?" Someone jumped up with a ruler to measure the distance, and that's how the first Luke Skywalker figure arrived at a height of 3 3/4 inches, with the other figures reproduced in scale. At that size, a Star Wars figure could be had for a measly $2. That meant kids could collect them by the boatload. And did they ever!